Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in radio history. We are now broadcasting in HD. And almost live.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Jim and I have a great show lined up for you today, so let's start drooling.
Let's take your car and do Amusement Park USA. At Palisades and South Marine Parks, the roller coasters are flying. At Euclid Beach on the flying turns, I'll bet you can't keep from smiling. Around at the park all day. The parachutes at Riverview Park will shake us up all day.
No, you moron.
What?
It's
what?
Not Riverview Park. It's a restaurant.
Really?
We don't review amusement parks, my love.
Oh, I guess the song didn't make sense, huh?
Well, it kind of goes with the, but I thought you were going to get something for the Riverview restaurant.
Oh. Anywho, the name of our segment is Riverview. No, not that one. That
they obviously know that by now.
That should have given me a clue, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, never mind.
Hmm.
Well, when you pass by a place called Riverview, you expect to see either the Bobs or the view of a river.
You would. You would think.
Now, the youngsters in our audience are going, what? What's Riverview? What's the Bobs?
Mm.
That was the best amusement park in the world.
Ever.
They had everything. The parachute drop and everything like that.
Shoot the chutes.
Shoot the chutes, yeah.
Well, the Bobs, the fun house.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that you could ever dream. Tilt-a-whirl, the thingy that goes and lets the floor drop down.
Oh,
and
the rotor.
The rotor.
Yeah,
I love that. I loved when my cousin puked after the floor came back up and it stopped and he sat there and puked all over.
You know, good times for all.
But it beats puking when you're spinning around like a salad spinner, though.
Ooh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, not so with this establishment. It's a restaurant and tavern that was established in 1936, called the Riverview Restaurant and Tavern, clever name, in Algonquin.
Yeah, I think we might have turned them off now after talk about puking.
Nah, that's what amusement parks are for.
Oh, okay. So this place reminds you of a typical waterfront restaurant in Wisconsin where you dock your boat, have lunch, and knock down a few old Milwaukees.
Do they still make old Milwaukee?
I don't know. I never drank them when they were around, so I don't have a clue.
I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's okay. You always do.
Uh-huh.
The inside resembles a comfy, cozy tavern with 8 booths, 8 tables, and a screened-in porch for outdoor seating with a gorgeous view of Route 31.
I know. You know, and when you drive by, it's like nestled in a
wooded area.
Yeah. You think there'd be a river behind it or something. No, we're sitting there watching semis go by on Route 31.
Yeah. What can we say?
Well, I tell you what we can say. For an appetizer today, we went with the beer nuggets, $6.95. This was 2 pounds of pizza dough that were made into little nuggets, soaked in beer, deep fried, and sprinkled with Parmesan cheese.
What were we thinking? 2 pounds of dough. 2 pounds.
This is served with pizza sauce, or you can add cheddar sauce for a 75-cent upcharge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we decided to go for broke and added the cheese sauce.
Of course, why not? For 75 cents, that's peanuts.
We're worth it. When the order arrived, you would not believe how many nuggets are in 2 pounds of pizza dough.
Let me tell you.
Oh, boy. It was like the Energizer Bunny. We kept on eating and eating and eating and eating. Save your 75 cents. They tasted better with the pizza sauce.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I said, let's not worry what we don't eat. we will take home. We had our friend come over that afternoon when we were coming home, and we were going to have a cigar on our patio.
Yeah.
And so I always have to make snacks and stuff. So I said, I'll just throw those in my air fryer to freshen them up, you know, and get them crisp again. And we'll be good to go for one of the appetizers at least. Even after he had them and we had them again on the porch, and still we had a bunch of them.
I think they were multiplying because every time we ate one, there was two more in a bowl. No kidding. We, you know, we had them for when our friend came over and there was still some left. I mean, we just could not get rid of those things.
I know. They offer lunch specials Monday through Friday for $6.95. This is an extensive menu which includes, among other things, sandwiches, wraps, salads, and foldovers. For an additional $1 upcharge, you can add French fries and coleslaw or a cup of soup.
That sounds like a good deal, doesn't it?
I thought so. Yeah. I had to go with the specials. You did too, didn't you?
Yes, I did, as a matter
of
fact. Yep. Well, Nancy had the exciting Turkey Club lunch special. Ooh.
I like turkey clubs.
Go on the wild side, baby.
I'm sorry.
Nothing like a nice, exciting turkey club.
I love turkey clubs, especially, you know, you got to have a taste for them. When I got a taste for them, I got to have them.
You even went with the French fries and coleslaw for the dollar upcharge.
Uh-huh.
This sandwich was different from the norm since it was made with real oven-roasted turkey, not that formed prepackaged deli meat you're familiar with. Oh, I don't care what they do to that. You know, they can make it Cajun flavor, smoked flavor, barbecue flavor, anything. It's still the formed gelatinous turkey deli stuff.
And your cholesterol has been very good. Besides what you eat on weekends, it's been very good because you eat your turkey sandwiches and chicken sandwiches during the week at work. It's good for you. It's healthy. Builds character. Let's go with that.
It also was served warm and juicy, which is a plus.
Yeah.
Unlike that gelatinous turkey loaf.
Yep.
That's what a turkey club sandwich should be, Nancy proclaimed.
Yeah.
It's delicious, and she would have it again. Well, good for you.
Oh, boy, aren't we getting feisty. Jim was intrigued by the foldovers. This is a Riverview original. It is a 9-inch thick pizza crust, baked, folded over, and cut into mini sandwiches.
Again with the pizza dough.
I can't believe you ordered that after you saw all those cheese nuggets that we got.
Again with the pizza dough, I know.
He chose the Cuban, which was slow-roasted center-cut pork, baked ham, Swiss cheese, pickle, and mustard. He went with a cup of soup for a dollar upcharge. The soup of the day was cheeseburger chowder, which was basically crumbled up cheeseburger with floating onions on top in a chowder broth.
You know, that was really a good idea. I'm surprised more places didn't think of that. Because it's a way to get rid of your leftover hamburgers, if you have any.
This is not a fast food restaurant, my love.
Oh. Okay, well, it was good anyway.
Believe it or not. Oh, God, what a moron. Honest to God. See what I have to deal with, people? Believe it or not, he said it was delicious. And remember that cheese sauce that we had with our cheese nuggets?
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay. When I returned from the restroom, I noticed half of my French fries were missing in action. And the cheese cup was empty.
Really?
Need I say more?
I don't know what happened. I don't recall. I could not recall.
Oh, I think I do know.
What?
I think I know what happened.
Hmm?
I think you ate my cheese sauce and my French fries.
No.
No, okay.
No.
They just didn't walk off my plate, my love.
Maybe.
Okay, keep going. I don't believe you. It's like living with my kids again.
Well, we waited until the weather was nice to review this restaurant.
We did.
Because we were hoping to dine al fresco. I don't know who Al is, but we wanted to dine al fresco overlooking a scenic river.
Yeah.
Well, no river, no bobs, no shoot the shoots, and no fun house.
Nothing.
What we got instead was a great lunch and a great deal on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't complain.
We can't.
Well, we will, but we shouldn't complain, probably.
But we're still eating the 2 pounds of the beer.
Oh, there's no
end to them. The beer nuggets.
They keep going and going.
Going and going.
And going. It is handicap accessible, by the way.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And the price for our lunch without a view was $28.82.
Well, I think I'm getting nauseous.
It's not an amusement park, my love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never-ending beer nuggets, priceless. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
You know, I am so glad you asked.
Yeah.
My Cuban fold over, get it? Fold over.
Yeah.
Fold dough over, fold dough.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Was unique and delicious.
Just like me.
You're unique, all right. I plead the Fifth Amendment on what happened to Nancy's fries and cheese sauce.
Yeah, right.
I do not know.
You lie.
No, I do not know. Nope. What's your take, Toots?
My disappointment over no river and no view and the disappearance of my fries were forgotten when I bit into my warm, juicy sandwich.
It's a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I'm used to the deli cold lunch meat on my turkey club. This was awesome because it was warm and juicy. I don't want to see another beer nugget, though, ever again.
I don't either.
Uh-uh. No. They're coming back to haunt me.
Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Riverview Restaurant and Tavern, 1320 South Main Street, Algonquin, 60102. The phone number is 847-658-5200. The website is www.riverviewpizza.net. The directions, you take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road, east to Route 31, south to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 20 minutes. That's not bad.
No.
For an afternoon on no river.
And no view.
And no Bobs. No toot the toots.
Bob wasn't there either.
No, it wasn't. So, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial. WHRU-LP. We put you in WHRU.
You know, I think we're broadcasting in HD and in color. I really think we are.
You're so funny. So, my love,
Did
we get any letters this week?
Somehow, I think we did.
Uh-huh.
Because if we didn't, I'd make one up.
Yeah.
Let me check.
Read the mail.
Thank you, whoever that was. That was really disturbing. We actually did get a letter from Carl, and he told us about the Prairie Brewery in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this is something that Nance and I go round and around and around about, and we always having heated discussions on it. She feels that Rockford, and, well, you want to tell him?
Yes. Rockford, if you hop on the tollway right outside our house, it's 20 minutes, and 20 minutes to Schaumburg when you hop on the tollway. What's the difference if you go to Rockford or if you go to Schaumburg?
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. But the minute you say, okay, we're going to Schaumburg, everybody goes, oh, that's close. But the minute you say we're going to Rockford, they think it's like we're going off to the ends of the earth.
But if we say we're going to Lisle, it takes us longer to go to Lisle.
I know that, but somehow they don't think that way.
Well, that's not my problem.
Why don't we let the listeners decide? Why don't they write in and tell us if it's okay to go to Rockford to review restaurants?
I hate to tell you this,
but
I don't care what they think. We're going to start going to Rockford.
Okay, well,
there's some restaurants in Rockford that are good. We've been to them. People have told us. There's that machinery place.
Machine Shed.
Okay, that one. And then there's Cracker Barrel.
It's Cracker Barrel.
There's Thunder Bay Grill, okay, that we've been to and we liked.
Okay, let's take a poll. Let's
there's
take
Stone
a,
Eagle out let's, there too.
Let's okay, everybody write in to the Dining Duo at HuntleyRadio.org and tell us if we should go to Rockford or not to review restaurants, if you'd like to hear that. Not that we would pay any attention to it, but at least it could settle our argument.
Yeah.
Because
we don't argue.
We settle our discussion.
Exactly.
Because you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
So we're going to go to Rockford. Sorry.
So,
on with the mail.
Our email address, that's the only letter I can make up.
It wasn't made up. Carl gave it to me.
Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Midsummertime, summertime, 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 summertime.
It sounded good.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's our own hot little Susie Homemaker with some hot little tips for your hot summertime entertaining. Take it away, hot poopsie.
So these better be pretty hot tips, huh?
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
Okay. Well, here are some of my summertime secrets. So, they're secrets. Don't tell anybody about them. Do them at your parties. Don't tell people about them because then they'll just copy you. But you're going to have the best party around.
You know, I think if we mention it on our radio show, it's pretty much a given it's going to be keep a secret.
And we've got at least six listeners.
We got six? Really?
I think so.
Wow.
I think we've added a couple.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Cool.
I know. Okay. Here's the first one. Want to make corn on the cob for a large get-together?
And who doesn't?
And you don't want to run back and forth when you're grilling outside and run inside the house to make the corn?
Exactly.
Then here's an easy way to do it. You take two kettles of boiling water, pour into a cooler with your corn on the cob, close the lid as fast as you can, and let it sit for 30 minutes.
Really?
Yep. Open up the cooler, and you have corn on the cob with no hassle or tassel. That's so corny, I cracked myself up. For your summer drinks, because you always have to have drinks at a party, okay?
Sure.
They get diluted with ice cubes. Mm-hmm. You know how it's so hot, the ice melts so fast, and you got your drink forever?
Sure.
Okay. Take your ice cube trays and put fresh squeezed lime for margaritas or mojitos, orange juice for mimosas, and beer. You can't forget about your beer.
What?
Pour some beer in those ice cube trays, too, and make some of them for your beer because
no.
Everybody likes a cold beer. When you're serving them in those red Solo cups, nobody's going to know you got ice in them.
No. I'm sorry. I know that the ice cubes you're talking about are going to be made with beer. I realize that. And they're going to be put into beer, so it's be a push. But I don't think I get used to having ice cubes in beer. That's wrong.
Okay, so then you won't get any at the next party. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's simple and it's easy peasy, and who cares if you think it's wrong or not?
That's just wrong.
Did I ask you for your take?
No.
Then just...
I am just volunteering the man opinion.
Say it!
Okay.
Did the humidity get to your tortilla chips?
Yes, they did.
Or were they just sitting around the pantry? Getting old.
Possibly.
Put them on a cookie sheet, place them in a 350-degree oven for 5 to 6 minutes, and toss them with salt. And you just brought them back to life, and your party wasn't ruined after all.
Really?
Yep. And every party has shrimp with cocktail sauce.
Wait. Let's back to the other one. Go back to the tortilla chip one.
My tortilla chips?
So actually, all the junk that's sitting in back of the pantry that have been, are stale, you can do that with them, and they'll be good as new and give them to your guests?
Just your tortilla chips.
All right. We get rid of a bunch of junk.
It's tortilla chips only, not all the junk.
How about potato chips?
I didn't say that. I said tortilla chips.
I'm just thinking ahead, just thinking out of the box.
Every party has shrimp with cocktail sauce.
Does?
Would you just let me do my segment and be quiet?
Okay, I'm sorry. Ow.
So, in the summertime, how do you keep those little crustaceans cold?
Wait. Keep what cold?
I'm not saying it right,
wait,
am
you,
I?
Wait, you call, okay, I'm going to cover for you this time.
Sure you are.
You call them crustaceans?
Okay.
Is that a cross between a crustacean and a crawdad?
Could be.
It's crustacean, poopsie.
Crustacean.
Sure.
Okay.
It's shrimp.
Shrimp.
There you go.
Okay.
You're speechless. finally, after 43 years, she's speechless.
Oh, just let me do my thing and leave me alone. You're picking on me today.
Okay, just go ahead.
Boil some water and pour it into a Jell-O mold ring and freeze it.
Why do you boil it?
I'll tell you why. Just be quiet.
Okay. Ow.
Put your cocktail sauce in a cup in the middle hole of the ring and put your shrimp all around the ice ring. The ice is clear because you boiled the water.
Oh, it
looks pretty.
I did not know that.
When you serve your guests.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so then just shut up and let me finish it and then you'd know it.
Okay.
My love. Oh, God, this could be a long show. Don't have an ice bucket, or you do, but you're tired of putting your hands in ice cold water and cubes?
That's how I wash my hands.
Oh, gross. Just, that's it.
What? Ow, 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 ow.
Shut up, or you're leaving the room. And I'm closing you out and locking the door. Just place a colander in a bowl and add your ice. The ice melts a bit and drains through the holes, so all you get is ice when you are scooping it into your drink. And voila, a perfect solution to getting your hands full of icy cold water.
That's a very good idea, sweetie.
Well, thank you, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's it for my summertime secrets. But remember, they are secrets, so shh. Let your guests wonder how come their drinks aren't watered down and your tortilla chips are just perfect.
Tell them you heard it on the Dining Duo Show.
Exactly.
Here on the Mighty 101.5.
Exactly. Have a nice summertime party.
Mid summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime. It's summertime.
I like that.
I do too.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So, my love, you think we got some time for Smorgasbord?
Sure.
I'm just wild about Smorgasbord. I got a craving for Smorgasbord.
Well, here's Jim with some stuff we don't know what to call it. And basically, we have 20 minutes to kill, 7 minutes to kill. So, kill it, Jim.
This is big news.
Oh, boy.
This is big, big,
big
news.
Big, big.
You think the OJ trial was big stuff?
Yeah.
That was, no. This is about a lawsuit that was just filed in federal court.
Okay.
And it's about the Pierogies Festival.
Pierogi Festival?
Yeah. Now, there's one in Whiting, Indiana.
That's supposed to be a good one.
It's a Pierogi Fest.
Stevie Baskerville on Channel 2 News always goes there.
And there's one in Pennsylvania.
Really?
In Edwardsville, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, that's a little too far to go.
Now, Edwardsville has had this festival since 2014. And there's only like 5,000 people in the town, and they have a Pierogi Fest. Okay. Now, in Whiting, Indiana, it's been held for 23 years, and the town is about the same size, but it draws almost 300,000 people to the Pierogi Fest.
Well, because they have it down pat now. They had it for so long.
Here's what's going to happen. The Whiting, Indiana is suing Pennsylvania for a copyright infringement for the Pierogi Fest.
Oh, really?
Yep. And they said they are protecting the integrity and reputation of the Pierogi Fest. So there, we should send a reporter from the Mighty 101 to the court when they go there.
We should. I should go. Mm-hmm. Is it in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh, I can have a little vacation, too.
There you go.
We'll have to talk.
We'll put that forward to the board.
I think so.
I think we know what
I think they should send me. Fly me first class. Stay in the best hotel because I'm worth it.
Motel 6, here we come. this is also big news with Popeye.
Popeye?
Yep. They're now putting chicken tenders coated in cookie dough.
Cookie dough?
Yeah, think about it.
Cookie dough?
They call them the Popeye sweet and crunchy cookie tenders.
Ew.
And they're actually battered and fried in shortbread cookie dough that's similar to the Girl Scout cookies. Now, wait a minute now. I know you've got that disgusted look on your face at first, but anyway, they're like the waffles, you know, like chicken and waffles.
Waffles are waffles. This is a cookie. Shortbread cookie is not a waffle.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Close enough.
I don't think so, my love.
Well, that's all the big breaking news I have. And you know what?
What?
I'm looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.